Pope Benedict XVI today made a pastoral visit to the juvenile correctional facility of Casal del Marmo in Rome. The Holy Father celebrated Mass on this fourth Sunday of Lent in the institution's Chapel of the Merciful Father. In his homily, Pope Benedict discussed the principal figures in the day's gospel narrative, which was the story of the prodigal son. The Holy Father said the prodigal son starts out thinking that freedom means being able to do whatever one wants. The Pope said the prodigal son thinks freedom means not recognizing the norms of a faraway God, not being imprisoned by the discipline of life at home.
Adesso la sua idea è libertà. Fare quanto voglio fare, non conosce questi normi.
For a little while, said Pope Benedict, perhaps for a few months, the prodigal son finds his life of such freedom to be very nice, and he feels happy. After a while, though, the prodigal son gets bored with this life too.
Ma poi man mano sente anche qui la noia, anche qui sempre lo stesso.
Also in this life, said Pope Benedict, everything is always the same. The Holy Father said the prodigal son comes to understand that God's commandments are not obstacles to freedom and to a beautiful life. Rather, they are way signs showing the path toward life.
Dio non sono ostacoli per la libertà e per una bella vita, ma sono gli indicatori della strada.
He comes to understand that work, discipline, and commitment to others, rather than to oneself, truly allow life to grow and flourish.
Cari amici, siamo nel tempo della Quaresima.
Dear friends, said Pope Benedict, we are in the season of Lent, the 40 days before Easter. In this time, the Church invites us to take up a pilgrimage of interior conversion that, even before it is an ever-important effort to change our ways, is an opportunity for us to decide to get up and be on our way, that is, to abandon sin and choose to return to God.
Di alzarsi e partire, abbandonare il peccato e scegliere di tornare a Dio.
After Mass, the Pope greeted some of the boys and girls detained in the facility, along with their families and those who work as staff members and volunteers at Casal del Marmo.
Si potrebbe invece essere privi di tutto, persino della libertà o della.
The Holy Father told them that though our freedom and even our health has been taken from us, it is still possible to be in peace and joy if God is in our heart. The secret, said Pope Benedict, is in this. God must have first place in our lives, and Jesus reveals God's true face to us. After his visit, Pope Benedict returned to the Apostolic Palace and prayed the Angelus with the faithful gathered beneath his window. In remarks before the Angelus, Pope Benedict mentioned his post-synodal exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, which he released this past Tuesday. The Holy Father said the document is an expression of the faith of the whole Church in the Eucharistic mystery, and that it is in continuity with the Second Vatican Council and with the teachings of his two predecessors, Pope Paul VI and Pope John Paul II.
Donna Eucharistica per eccellenza.
Pope Benedict said Mary is the Eucharistic woman par excellence, the masterpiece of divine grace.
Immacolata al suo cospetto nella carità.
At Mary's side, said Pope Benedict, as guardian of the Redeemer, God placed Saint Joseph, whose liturgical solemnity we celebrate on Monday. I particularly invoke this great saint, said Pope Benedict, in order that the people of God be pervaded by the love of Jesus Christ and so spread fruits of joy and peace throughout the human race by believing, celebrating, and living.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
Continuing our journey towards the Paschal feast, we are reminded in this Sunday's Gospel of the Heavenly Father's boundless love. May the riches of his infinite mercy fill you with peace and joy this Lenten season. Upon you and your families, I invoke God's abundance blessings.